Welcome back, Nation. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214-817-3333. That's 214-817-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck attorneys in Dallas. Welcome back in, Blake Elliott, Brian Broaddus, our boy Lucius in the Pimp Cup with the beautiful sounds as we come back and hang out with you, Tolos. 877-881-1053. The Frankels, hit us up and let us know what you are doing today on this. What day is it? Tuesday?
It is Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah. I got my days all mixed up. I'll be at the Rangers game tonight with the bosses as they take on the New York Yankees, looking to get their second one over theirs. We'll do talk to Jared Sandler on the other side. Before we get to that, former NFL player arrested for dogfighting in Broken Bow, Arizona. This is kind of if you need to rack your brain, this is a Michael Vick style, but obviously not as popular of a player. This is LeSean Johnson.
We drafted him in Green Bay.
Wow. Let's just start there. I said he's played Green Bay, the Cardinals, and the Giants from 1994 to 1999. So before I even get to the story, what do you know about Mr. LeSean Johnson?
Yeah, we drafted him. He was Northern Illinois is where kind of an interesting running style. He was from Oklahoma, though. He's like really a real cowboy. He is like
cowboy,
a horse,
boots,
horse
hat.
Riding. Yeah. Okay. You know, roper, that kind of stuff. Funny, coming out of Northern Illinois, super bow legged. He could walk over a fire hydrant and never know it. He's one of that kind of bow legged guy. But he had a really unique running style where he just kind of bounced off people, really couldn't make anybody completely miss. He was a run into you, bounce off another guy, keep running. He was really a contact collision runner.
Okay,
but he was tough. I mean, because he rode horses, rode bulls, that kind of thing. But yeah, I was not. And let me tell you what, I'm not surprised. Not surprised this happened. So I'm really not.
Story says he was convicted of 6 felony counts of possessing dogs for use in animal fighting ventures.
Yeah.
He was acquitted of 17 other similar counts. He faced up to 5 years in prison and a fine of up to 250 big ones of each count when he's formally sentenced at a later date. In quote, the FBI will not stand for those who perpetrate the despicable crime of dogfighting, FBI Director Kash Patel said in a statement. Thanks to the hard work of our law enforcement partners, those who continue to engage in organized animal fighting with cruelty will face justice.
Mm-hmm.
Prosecutors allege that Johnson operated Malcant Kennels in Broken Bow or in Broken Arrow in Haskell, Oklahoma, and selectively bred. Try to guess the dogs.
I'm assuming it's easy to say pit, but there was probably
whatever you think the answer is.
Is it the Mastodon or whatever those things are called, like big time fighting dogs?
Selectively bred pit bull dogs,
okay,
known as champions or grand champions because of their winning dog fights.
Okay.
Early this year, the government seized 190 dogs from Johnson that had been in the custody of the U.S. Marshal Service. So wait, are they saying he had over 190 dogs and they took 190? He still had some left over and said, yeah, we're gonna put these in a dog fighting venture. My question to you, Brian, I'll give you the last details about the story in a second. Who's going to these? Who's
it's kind of,
it's lucrative.
Yeah, yeah, that and cockfighting stuff like that. You know, pause
as Brian looks in the film, got to some make sure.
Yeah, but you know, like, yeah, you have these things, Lucius. I mean, Oklahoma, right? Dog fighting, big.
I would never show up to a dog fight, but yeah, my cousin, he was kind of into it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he would have some. Yeah. He'd be so proud of me, like, yo, come look at my dogs.
Yeah.
And you get out there, they're like all manged up and beat up, and they on chains. You're like, fam. Yeah. You don't see this? Like, you don't see what you're doing? You're looking crazy right now to me.
I feel like there's other things you can do with the dogs other than potentially put them in a fighting situation where you're going to go to jail for 5+ years.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. And you lose a lot of animals, too, man. Like, they always don't win.
Just kind of a way of life, you know?
I would just think there's different ways to go about it.
Dallas used to be a real big dog fighting hub, like, a long time ago, like in the 20s or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When it was, like, thing for money. Like, if you had big money, you go out there to the dog fights, you eat steak, you smoke cigars.
My question is, if you get caught at said dog fight and you're betting, do you get in trouble? Like, say I was to go to this one, I'm like, I'm betting on this dog. Do I also get in trouble?
Yeah, for sure.
What if you go but you don't bet?
You're still in trouble. If they catch you there, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble. Yeah, yeah. It's illegal.
Well, I was going to tell people to text it if they've ever been to one. No. But I mean,
they can do that.
That.
We're not the law. We just can't, you know, give out their number and say, go get them, Johnny.
Don't text in if you've been to a dog fight. Do text in if you're
enjoying
the show.
And then if
you
get caught in a dog fight, you might have to snitch on the people. That's where you get yourself in trouble. Because now the cops are going to ask you questions. Hey, how'd you find out about this place? Let me get more numbers.
Well, Brian was running it. Yeah. So I,
exactly. Yeah, I was running it.
The story talks about Johnson allegedly bred dogs that had won as many as 5 fights and then sold, in quotes, the stud rights and their offspring to other dog fighters. According to the Justice Department, the trafficking took place across the U.S. and helped to grow the dog fighting industry. Wow. While resulting in Johnson profiting financially, prosecutors alleged that Johnson's attorney, Billy Coyle, said his client was a dog breeder who was never accused of fighting dogs and noted that the jury acquitted Johnson on most of the counts against him. He was simply a breeder of the American Pit Bull Terrier. I love the gaslighting, Coyle said. Or I said, but that was what Coyle said. Obviously, the jury found that some of his dogs bred were probably or were used in dog fighting, and those were difficult charges to fight. Finishes off with this. Coyle said federal agents also used heavily handed tactics with more than 40 officers raiding his home late at night, pointing guns at Johnson and his wife, and seizing his dogs and his property. Johnson previously pled guilty to the state of animal fighting charges in 2004 in Oklahoma. He was given a 5-year deferred sentence according to court documents. So I say all that to say this. If you're going to be dog fighting, one, don't do it. Two, I don't think it should be some big thing. You shouldn't be having everybody in your circle know about it, because then you're going to have guns at you and your wife's head in the middle of the night, and nobody wants that over a couple $100s. I mean, I don't know. Are people making hundreds, thousands, millions of dollars on dog fighting?
Yeah, you can make a lot of money.
You can make a lot of money.
You can make a lot of money because we're charging per head. It's an event.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm charging per dog. We got laying side bets on that.
We don't think there's more events that people can make money off of.
Yeah, there should be, bro.
Speaking of, I'm just reading the text line. I'm very scared because when you guys started talking about his MRSA or MRSA, everyone said it's a serious staph infection.
Yeah.
It's very contagious. Blake has probably caught it. Blake has a sleeve of us on. He definitely has it. Seriously bad bacteria. So am I going
to
die?
Yeah, man. Welcome to adulthood, bro.
Am I going to die?
I hope not.
Be all right.
Is this going to be my last show?
Trying to help
Gavin Dawson filling in. How will I know if I got the infection? I just get a huge pimple?
Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty much it. It doesn't go away. Don't pick at it or anything. Just let it do its thing. If it gets real big, then you know you probably got 3 teaspoons of goo. And some penicillin on your way.
Oh, God.
Trying to help my teammates, and I come in, and this is what happens to me.
Come win Fan Phenom, where you can fill in for Gavin Dawson.
Speaking of Fan Phenom, it's happening every Thursday of this month. First one's going to be in Sachse at Jake's Burgers. Come hang out with the G-Bag Nation from 2 to 7. After G-Bag Nation concludes at 7 p.m., they will open up the microphone for you guys to be the Fan Phenom and interview and get on the mic in front of the bosses. Let them know what you got, and maybe you can be here with us filling in for Gavin Dawson and his MRSA. If anybody's listening for the first time, and this is the first time you're hearing me, that is where Blake came from. Almost 2 years ago, Fan Phenom, Gavin Dawson called me. Not Gavin Dawson. Glad Gavin Dawson didn't call me.
Yeah.
Gavin Spittle called me and he said, hey, you made it to the top 3. I need you to come in, do your thing. It was with Will Chambers and CA. And I did my Saturday with 2 other guys, did my thing. Radio silence, Brian, you know this. I was in communication. They weren't hitting me up.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I didn't get the job. I'm serving at restaurants. I've told this story before, but there's probably plenty of people that haven't heard this, so I'll share it right here. I take off my clothes. I'm getting in the shower. About to go take a shower, right?
Right.
Ding, ding. Hear my phone ringing. And I go, oh, my God. It says, Gavin Spittle, boss at Fan. Of course, I answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. How can I help you? First, I mean, not even 5 seconds into the conversation, Gavin goes, Blank, we did pick a phenom. I said, okay. I just want to say I appreciate you guys for the opportunity. Because the way he said it made it sound like it wasn't me.
Yeah.
I was like, I appreciate the opportunity. I was glad I was able to talk to the guys and hang out with them. Hopefully we can stay in touch. He goes, yeah, Blake, you won't have to be doing that because you are the winner. We're going to send over some paperwork And then next thing you know, I get the paperwork and I'm here. So I say all that to say this.
Yeah.
If you're at home and you think you can be a fan phenom, one, go do the fan phenom every Thursday. Jake's Burger, Saxy on this Thursday. Next week, I want to say Grand Prairie on the 14th. And then after that, I want to say Fort Worth. And then I always get this one wrong. It's either Plano or Frisco. It's one of the bougie.
I think it's Frisco's.
Frisco. I know it's one of the bougie places. So I say go to all four. I say go to all four. Blake skipped the first one because I didn't know any better. If I were you listening, you go, hey, I can do better radio than Gavin Dawson, Fred Davis, Blake Broadus, Elliott, yeah. Broadus, Wolchuk. Yeah. This is your chance.
Yeah.
Put your money where your mouth is. Or if you just want to come hang out with the guys, it is a great experience at Jake's Burgers every Thursday this month. First one is at Saxy. Come hang out and talk to the guys. I think it's a phenomenal time to fellowship and kind of see what it's like to be on the radio. Even if you are young, aspiring, old, whatever, it doesn't matter. We've got a place for you, and we want to hang out and meet you. But I know we got a place for someone else, Jared Sandler, the phenomenon that gives you all the great Ranger stats. So we're going to be talking to him on the other side next in the next.